This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Venezuela's top prosecutor has announced a criminal investigation against the opposition's presidential candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, and leader Maria Corina Machado over their call on the country's armed forces to abandon their support of President Nicolas Maduro and stop detaining demonstrators. The attorney general's statement tied the investigation directly to the written appeal the two members of the opposition sent hours earlier over the demonstrations who came out in force to defend their votes in the July 28th election. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country on Monday after hundreds of people were killed in a crackdown on demonstrations that began as protest against job quotas and swelled into a movement demanding her downfall. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
India's ANI news agency said 76-year-old Hasina landed at a military airfield near Delhi. Reuters could not immediately verify this, but commercial tracking services showed a Bangladesh Air Force plane leaving the country and flying west before it disappeared. The news of her exit was delivered by Army Chief General Waqar Uzzaman in a televised address. He said after a discussion with political leaders, an interim government would be formed.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. The United States has been urging countries through its diplomatic engagements to tell Iran escalation in the Middle East is not in their interest at what Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday called a critical moment for the region.
We are engaged in intense diplomacy, pretty much round the clock, with a very simple message. All parties must refrain from escalation.
Blinken said Washington was trying to calm tensions amid fears Iran is preparing a strike